Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour about summer health and safety topics. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Well, we're nearing the end of June, but it only seems like just now we're actually getting into typical seasonal conditions, especially with highs in the 90 degrees. You know, with these warmer temperatures, why should parents avoid leaving their children in the car during the summertime?
Sure, yeah. The biggest threat that you see with children being left in cars is that they tend to overheat. Heat stroke is something that we look at very carefully from a health standpoint. When your body gets over 104 degrees, it starts to shut down and becomes very dangerous to individuals. Children are especially in danger because they're so small and their bodies can overheat very quickly. So leaving your child in the car can be very detrimental to their health very quickly.
What advice would you give parents of how they can remember not to leave their children in the car?
Sure. Yeah, we've developed kind of a creative way of giving parents reminders. A couple of tips that we tell our hopes clients and whatnot. Leaving things like a briefcase or your laptop or something that you really need to take with you in the back seat with the kiddo helps you remember, because you always remember those type of things. Another creative thing that one of our nurses developed was having parents put plush toys into car seats, so that when you put the child in the car seat, you take the plush doll and you put it up front as a reminder, because you're going to take that plush doll and put it back in the car seat when the child is out of your vehicle. Something else you can do, making sure that if you're going to have a different routine, so if you or your spouse or significant other are taking turns dropping off kids or whatnot, making sure to have them call you and just ask you, how did it go? Did the drop-off go okay? You know, a lot of times if you're changing your schedule, you can forget quickly that you were supposed to take the kiddo. And then also daycare providers, having them call you if they haven't gotten their kid your kid to them on a normal schedule.
And with hot temps, people, of course, want to maybe go swimming, go out onto the lakes or pools, what have it. So how can adults make sure to avoid drowning incidents for themselves or children?
I think the number one thing that you can do is, one, make sure you know some life-saving skills. If you don't know how to swim, getting swimming lessons is important, even as an adult. If you don't know how to swim and you jump in the water, you could end up drowning. Something else to remember, when you are going to some of these summer activities, anytime alcohol is involved, it's important to make sure that we're not getting into the water in an altered state of mind, so to speak. So making sure we're being aware of those things. And then life jackets, probably the number one thing you can do to make sure you're safe when you're, you know, tubing or whatnot. Make sure those life jackets are on to keep you above and floating in the water.
And what if adults are sunbathing or sitting out and their child might be in a lake or pool or something? How important is, do you think, to, you know, keep an eye on children when they're out swimming?
I think being alert whenever children are around water is crucial. As a parent myself, I would highly recommend that you never let your child go into water when you don't have eyes on them. Also, making sure that they have a life jacket, very important, especially if they're younger and haven't had a chance to develop their swimming skills. Getting them swimming training is also important. But even having a conversation with another adult while your child is in the water can mean that your eyes are off that child. So the life jacket is important, and making sure that you're paying attention to what they're doing is key.
What's the typical age that kids can start doing swimming lessons, do you think?
I think it depends on the community, but usually around one, you can get them started with the paddling and mommy or daddy, daughter, daddy, son training there. You go in the water and swim with them. But usually you see them start at one, two, three, that age. They'll start learning how to swim. Kids are very adept in the water, it seems. So once they get in there, they usually love it and usually do well with the swimming training.
Another health hazard when it comes to summer and being outdoors can be bugs. What kinds of hazardous bugs should people be mindful of if they're out camping or hiking?
Two of the big ones that we hit on are mosquitoes and ticks. The reason for that is they do carry disease. They're known to carry Lyme disease for ticks, and then Zika, West Nile are the two big ones in this area for mosquitoes. But there are also spiders. You know, the brown recluse is one that we hit on. We have those here in Iowa. Black widows are here, but not everywhere. You have ants, wasps, bees, all of those common things. From a health standpoint, though, we really look to the mosquitoes and the ticks. The mosquitoes, we really want to make sure that when you're out and about, that you're staying away from big pools of water, that you're wearing the insect repellent or long sleeves. And then if you're camping at night, making sure that you've got some sort of mosquito nets or some of those, they make candles that help to keep those things away. Those are all good things you can do. With ticks, just making sure that when you're walking in the woods, that you're staying on trails. Ticks like to live in bushy areas, and so not walking through a lot of foliage is important. And if you go out there, just making sure you're checking yourself for ticks and then using proper removal procedures, which you can find those online, or ask just about anybody in Iowa how to remove a tick, and usually they know how to do that. So just checking yourself and your dogs, your children, and removing those as you find them.
And for mosquitoes, what would you say is, if you've been bitten up, how people should treat those?
Mosquito bites, I would treat them just like any other insect bite, and then just watch for symptoms of the West Nile or Zika. If you start to get a fever, headaches, feeling really tired, dizzy, that type of thing, it's really time to get yourself into the doctor, because it could be something more serious. For just topical treatment, though, anti-itch creams work. Not scratching, because as you scratch, you could infect the wound itself. Not covering them up. You don't have to put band-aids or whatnot, unless it's going to help you keep from scratching. But generally letting them air out, and then just using topical ointments is a good way to treat mosquito bites.
If you do get bitten by a tick, what kinds of illnesses can be transmitted from that?
There are a few. The big one that we really hit on is Lyme disease, especially in this area. Your symptoms with Lyme disease, you start getting a fever like we talked about. Most of these things are fever driven. You're going to find a rash. If you begin to be stiff, that's a big sign right there. That's one of the most common ways to know that you might have Lyme disease. And the problem with Lyme disease is it can last so long in your body because it's a virus. It can cause all kinds of things to go wrong. So we really want to make sure that if we've got some of those symptoms, the three big ones, the fever, the rash, and then that stiffness, that we're getting in to have it looked at by a professional, by a doctor.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbor about summer health and safety topics. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.